It's election day in three states, Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Ohio was also supposed to hold its primary, presidential primary today, but the governor announced late last night that polls would be closed due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Given that disruption caused by the virus is expected to continue for the foreseeable future, questions are mounting about what this means for Wisconsin's elections. Those are just 3 weeks from today. The State Elections Commission has already taken action, including urging people to cast their votes by mail. The commission is scheduled to meet again tomorrow to discuss further measures. Laurel White covers state government for Wisconsin Public Radio. Laurel, good to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So long lines, a full crew of poll workers voting at the usual sites, these kinds of things that we're used to seeing on election day, not so likely for Wisconsin, right?
Right. I mean, the State Elections Commission actually met last week in an emergency meeting to start addressing some of these concerns. I mean, they're many-fold at this point. They include many early voting sites in Wisconsin closing, places like libraries, for example. We know those are often early voting locations in the state. Poll workers have also raised some concerns, or clerks, rather, have raised concerns about poll workers, because those poll workers tend to be a little bit older, generally. Those that volunteer for that kind of job, they're worried about having a shortage of those poll workers because of individuals not being comfortable coming out and working the polls on election day. So there are a number of things that election officials are trying to work through ahead of April 7th.
Speaking of those poll workers, what are we considering to try to deal with a potential shortage of them on election day?
Well, really the biggest thing that the State Elections Commission and a number of other groups and politicians are pushing is people need to vote absentee now to sort of reduce the influx of people that's going to happen or that could happen on election day. Basically, they're saying we need to take advantage of absentee mail-in ballots so there isn't that pressure on polling locations on election day, so we can have fewer locations open, not have shortages of workers, and just sort of live in this new reality that we're in now.
How does voting by mail work, though? I mean, can anybody do it? And what about the photo ID issue?
Yeah, so anybody that's eligible to vote in Wisconsin can vote by mail, no problem. The photo ID requirement is obviously still in place. So what you need to do is just be prepared to upload a picture of your photo ID when you request an absentee ballot online. There's a system on the state elections website, myvote.wi.gov, where you can request that ballot and upload a picture right into the website. That's, you know, whatever you normally would use at the polls, like your driver's license, state ID card, passport. You also have the option of sending that request for an absentee mail-in ballot by mail if you want, and including that sort of that photo ID requirement there, just in a photocopy form.
What about if we need to register? Is there a way to do that from home?
Absolutely. And that's a great and very timely question, Keely, because the deadline for that is tomorrow. So if folks still need to register to vote in Wisconsin and be eligible to vote in the April 7th election, they need to register tomorrow. Now, there is a caveat there. The registration that I'm talking about is online voter registration, which is, of course, what's being pushed right now. You could still register at your local clerk's office. You can register on election day in Wisconsin. So it's not the absolute total cutoff for registering to vote, but it's the cutoff for people that don't want to go out in the world, don't want to leave their homes. You know, they're doing that cocooning that we're all supposed to do. So if you need to register, you can register online, myvote.wi.gov. It'll be a similar process to requesting that absentee ballot. You'll need to upload a proof of residence document, some of those other forms that you would otherwise provide in person.
And Laurel filed a really good Q&A story about voting by mail. And if you want to learn more about how that works, you can go to WPR.org/Central Time. We are talking with Laurel White, who is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, about how COVID-19 is affecting our elections. We've got an election scheduled for April 7th. Laurel, the Elections Commission is giving those local officials some flexibility to relocate those physical polling places. How much latitude are they giving them?
So they're giving them a pretty wide berth there in terms of deciding what an appropriate polling place is for April 7th. They approved this at their emergency meeting last week, basically trying to get an advance move on getting some of these polling places moved out of places like nursing homes, for example. We know that wouldn't be a great place for people to be congregating right now to go cast ballots. So under the new policy that was approved, it doesn't just apply to nursing homes. Essentially, local election officials can work with local health officials, identify places that they think might be problematic, and then shift people to a different site. Now, as I mentioned before, we could be potentially talking about a shortage of poll workers, right? So it could just be that those polling locations won't function anymore. We'll be minimizing the number of polling locations in total. And hopefully, because people are voting early, there won't be a strain on those locations.
And if I do want to vote in person, and if that is still allowed by the time we get to April 7th, how am I supposed to know that my polling place has changed?
Well, your local election officials are going to be required to publicize that information. So they will have to have details on their website. They are going to have to make sure that they have been completely transparent about any changes that are made to polling locations. The Elections Commission was still working out specifically what some of those requirements would be in terms of letting folks know. This is obviously a really unique situation for election workers. There's actually a state law that bars them from moving a polling place site up to a certain point before an election or within that window. So what the Elections Commission did was actually lift that restriction so they'd be able to do that. And we're in a little bit of a gray area, but they should be notifying folks if a polling place closes.
We mentioned Ohio postponing its primary today. Louisiana and Georgia did that last week. Maryland is pushing theirs back from the end of April to early June. Is that being considered here in Wisconsin?
That is really the million-dollar question right now in Wisconsin. I feel like every time that we get in touch with the governor or legislative leaders, we ask, what about postponing the election? What about postponing the election? The latest from the governor and leaders just today is that they don't see the need to do that. They're really pushing, again, this absentee voting, mail-in ballot voting. Governor Evers actually had a really interesting point when he brought it up today. He said Wisconsin is different from some of these other states that are postponing their elections because they're holding just presidential primaries in their state. We have a number of other things on the ballot on April 7th. We have a state Supreme Court race. We have actually a constitutional amendment on the ballot for statewide approval. A number of other judicial races for appellate court seats and circuit court justice bench seats. So the governor raised some concerns about, you know, we don't know how long this is going to go on, the spread of this virus. We're risking leaving these positions unfilled or not allowing voters to act on them for kind of an indefinite amount of time if we postpone.
You're following conversations and decisions by the Elections Commission. Do you know, have we heard from them, if people on the commission feel like they've got a decent handle on COVID-19, or are they worried that this could be a mess?
Well, I think they're really taking it kind of step by step. It's a very fast-moving process. Anybody that's watching the news day-to-day knows just how quickly things are changing. Election officials, when they met last week in that emergency meeting, said, we anticipate we're going to have many more meetings like this to address other problems in the lead up to the April 7th election. They're going to actually have another meeting tomorrow at 4 p.m. to take up some things. We don't know exactly what they're going to be talking about yet. Could be more work with polling locations, could have to do with poll workers, perhaps getting some more resources to smaller clerks' offices to help them handle an influx of mail-in ballot requests. They're getting kind of an unprecedented number of requests right now. And I know in the city of Madison, for example, they've had to recruit from other offices to help them stuff envelopes to send things out. So It's a very unique situation for a lot of folks across the state.
And as we wrap up here, ultimately, who would decide whether the election goes on with modifications or if it were to be delayed?
Well, we know the State Elections Commission does not have that power, so it wouldn't come from them. It would need to be the governor, the legislature, or the courts. The most common answer seems to be it would need to be legislative action because the date of this particular election is actually written into state law. So if the governor were to use his emergency powers to change the election date, that could potentially spur some lawsuits. We're not entirely sure how that would play out.
All right. Thank you so much, Laurel. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter, and we talked with her about how the COVID-19 outbreak is affecting Wisconsin's April 7th election. You can learn more at WPR.org/centraltime.